That was a strange night that night. It was the night after I got my big drunk. I remember that. Strange, strange show that evening. I got some other stuff like that. It'll be fun. Stick around. Gonna play some of my favorite oldies for you tonight before we go. 9:13.
Fireball.
Yeah, it's a theme from Fireball XL5 Dummies. You didn't remember? Oh, you did remember. Okay, excuse me. So you won't. I won't have this audience to kick around anymore after this week. I gotta watch that. Wacky is going to fly you to see the Osmonds, by the way. We'll tell you a little later about that. It's 9:15. WAKY, Little Blues Power from Bill Withers on a Monday night. Use me.
WAKY.
9:18 with Mason Dixon. WAKY weather partly cloudy with a general warming trend tonight through Wednesday. Low tonight 63, high tomorrow 84, low tomorrow night 66. It is now 75 degrees and a partly cloudy skies with a big 79. Black and white, three dog night. 9:23 on Fun Up and Wacky. Hello, hello, it's not going to work tonight. What's going on?
Coca-Cola.
Well, you got to do a lot of things when you're going to move from city to city, when you're going to leave the hometown of your birth and go out into the cruel, cold world for the first time. One of the things you have to do is fill up all the holes in the backyard your dog dug.
Oh, yes.
Alone again. Gilbert O'Sullivan from the Big 79, Alone Again. Naturally, got a few highlights of the old shows and a lot of things coming up tonight. 928, CD, one of the Biggie Mason Lee oldies. Neither can I. 932. 933 at WAKY with Lisa Lee Accompany Cruising on a Monday, September 11th, 1972, for the last time on the Big 79. The Cornelius Brothers and Sister Rose. It's too late to turn back now. Ain't it the truth? 936. I say this. You don't have to be a golfer to look good and feel good in a London Fog golf jacket from Rhodes. It's an all-weather wash and wear made of Dacron and cotton. This trim waist-length jacket gives maxi crease resistance and total comfort. It is available in a wide array of colors and sizes 36 through 46. It is the greatest-looking jacket around, and you will find it where you always expect to find the best, at Rhodes. When it comes to sportswear for men, all roads lead to Rhodes, 4th and Walnut, the Mall, and Oxmoor. See your school representative at the Mall, who is Danny Stengel of Ballard, or Mark Malloy of Wagner, or Bill Fleener of Atherton, or Glenn Blinko at Trinity, and Mark Turpin at Eastern out at the Oxmoor stores. Here's 938 Uriah Heep, Easy Living. WAKY, Uriah Heep, Easy Living. 941 on Fun Up and Wacky with Beasley Dixon. Gonna play some of the late 50s oldies that we featured for you last week, and some of my favorite music, kind of, I don't know, and just share with your friends time is what it is. One of the worst records that was ever recorded on the face of God's green earth here happened to be one of my favorite records of all time. From me to you, Harmonica Fats, Torah. John Randolph used to threaten to fire me for playing that record in the Big 79. Said, if I ever hear that record again, Mason, you're fired. Well, a little pink slip appeared today in my box. Knowingly, of course, that I was leaving already, they decided that they would realize that I would probably play that record on my last night. They might as well go ahead and fire me to make good the threat. I'm only kidding. It's a lousy record, but I loved it anyway. Friend of the Underdog. 947 on WAKY with Mason Lee and Company. Everybody plays a fool at one time. I think I've done it about six times. Listen. Well, hearing that chicken reminds me of another story. See what I mean? 951 on WAKY with Mason Lee. 85 degrees, 75 degrees, 65 degrees, all of the above, none of the above. Make up your own weather tonight. I think it'd be fun for a change. It's 951. Neil Diamond, play me. 954 on Fun Up and Wacky. Neil Diamond, play me. Yeah. I have only about three more hours left after this one. Gary Gutter, a song called Rock and Roll. 10 o'clock on WAKY with Mason Lee Dixon and Company on the final night. Final time, I will say, 10 o'clock with Mason Lee Dixon and Company on the final night. So final. I don't understand. It's just so final. That's all you can say about it, right? What else could you say, Mace? Couldn't say too much else. It's kind of a final thing to say on the final night of the final program with the final Big 79. Low down, dirty, despicable creatures. Group comes the OJs at WAKY song called Backstabbers, 10:04 with Mason Lee Company. Final evening for you for the Big 79. You know it's my final night or I wouldn't be playing junk like that. Can't believe I did that. I really can't believe I did that. Marty Bass, better known to you as Lightning out there, coerced me into doing that. It's kind of a thing you used to do in the early 60s in radio. Just a kind of an attention grabber. People say, what? My God, Marge, what's he doing to my radio?
15 minutes, all right now. Learn my
bringing
lesson.
Bringing in the sheaves.
Can't please everyone, so
we will come rejoice.
That's Rick Nelson, Garden Party on Fun Up and Wacky at 1010.
If you really take my heart.
This for all my friends at the Radio Ranch, WTAT.
Take my heart. Take my heart. Take my heart.
Jerry Wallace on WAKY. From old friends, it's Radio Ranch, WTMT. Part of the alma mater over there. 1013 on WAKY. Remember Spanky and our gang? Well, this is not one of their big hits, but it was one of my favorites, From Me to You. It's like Omaze, another underdog that no one ever heard of and few people could care less about. One of the ones near and dear to my heart. Spanky and our gang, making every minute count. Definitely I'm going to miss the old crane in front of the Big 79 studios. Don't know what I would have done had I come in here night after night and that crane had not been there. You know, gave me a lot of material for ad-libs. Just kind of looking out there, kind of a symbol of progress. Goodbye, old crane. Brandy, you're a fine girl. What a good lie you're on.
W-A-K-Y.
And your mother, too. It is 1018 on WAKY with Lisa Lee and company. Joe Simon, looking for the power of love.
Sometimes
Joe Simon on WAKY. Yep, song called Power of Love.
W-A-K-Y.
1021. Okay, let me say this much. There is one fashion item that really ties it all together. You know what that is, don't you? It's about a 6-foot-long piece of hemp. That's right, ties it all together. No, excuse me, it is a belt. That's right, and Rhodes has every style of belt imaginable. Narrow belts, wide belts, suede belts, leather belts, diamond-shaped belts, heliotrope-colored belts, you name it, they've got it. Belts with dress buckles, and belts with sporty buckles, and belts with no buckles. That's right. What do you mean? Belts with no buckles? Tell you, you want me to tell you how to hold your pants up? I'll tell you at the end of the commercial. Rhodes has them all, and in your choice of colors, white, blue, maroon, black, tan, heliotrope, puce, and many other colors. When it comes to sportswear, all roads lead to Rhodes, 4th and Walnut, the Mall, and Oxmoor. Look for your student representative at the Mall. And Oxmoor, there are a million names I could give you. Danny Stengel off the top of my head, Ballard, Mark Malloy, Wagner, Bill Fleener, Atherton, some other names at the Oxmoor store, Glenn Blinko, Trinity, and Mark Turpin, Eastern. Can't beat those names. Wanted me to tell you how a belt with no buckle holds your pants up, Marty? Not at all. 23 and WAKY with Beasley and Company, Monday, September 11th, 1972, from the Big 79. WAKY with Beasley, Dixon and Company on the Big 79. Well, I had to go out and say goodbye to my friends, the Roaches, in front of the Big 79. You heard the bit that I did that one night that I was a little plowed under about the Roaches. Well, I went and waved goodbye to all of them. Kissed Katrina, little Katrina Roach, man, and her old lady who's about that long. WAKY revised temperature reading at 76 degrees of the Big 79. Partly cloudy skies, Beasley Dixon. The Carpenters, goodbye to love. The boy stood on the burning deck. That's right. His flintlock in his hand. I remember that old poem, Elvis Presley. WAKY, Elvis Presley, hunk of burning love, right? The boy stood on the burning deck. His feet were full of blisters. Flames had singed off all his clothes, so he had to wear his sisters. I remember that poem. They threw me out of one town for reciting that. Wolf and John on WAKY, Honky Cat. It'll be partly cloudy with a gradual warming trend tonight through Wednesday. Low tonight, 63. And in the final time that I will see it here at the Big 79, high tomorrow whenever I get up. 1045, group known as WAKY with the Raspberries, song called Let's Go All the Way. It is 1048 on Fun Up and Wacky. These are the Supremes. 1051 on WAKY. Partly cloudy, 76 degrees, and these are the Bee Gees. Run to me. 1054 on WAKY with Major Lee Dixon and company. Final goal round forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever in a day. Monday, September 11th, 1972, Bill Withers, Use Me. 11 o'clock on WAKY with Mason-Dixon and Company. Monday, September 11th, 1972, final day for the Mason-Dixon program from the Big 79. 11:05 on WAKY with Mason Lee and Company. Just floating along here on a Monday night. Heartthrob, heartthrob, heartthrob. Michael Jackson. It's a song called Ben. Me and Ben and the Rats and the Roaches. 11:09 by Randy Croce on WAKY. Don't mess around with Jeb. Well, got another one of my favorite oldies that you'll probably never hear after I leave on the Big 79. Records like this just don't hang around. These are some of the old drags of 1967. Yep. Here's my song. Thought I'd play this on the back of Sugartown by Nancy Sinatra, a record that probably will One of the reasons why Nancy went back into acting and became a radical was records like that. 1114 and Al Green. What are you doing, me? Sitting here talking to all these fine lovelies that came to say me goodbye. Yeah. All my friends, all the women of the city that have kept old Mason Lee Dixon going all these times. It's my wife, Sluggo. Waldo, over there, George, behind me.
W-A-K-Y.
Sally was a good old girl. Thank you, Silky Voice. It's 11:18. Be quiet, Sluggo. You'll get your chance when we get out there and make all that money, honey. 74 degrees on the Big 79. My wife making her air debut by thrashing my body within an inch of its life. It's a little dry in the Big 79 control room at this moment. 11:22 on WAKY. A little piano crescendo right now. Waiting for old Bob to roll back down to the Big 79 with that cup of coffee. Right, just like in the old days for the final time tonight. Gonna miss it. Gonna make him walk in and out of the door three times with it just to kind of stock up. Because I'm going to St. Louis, Missouri, boys and girls. St. Louis, Missouri, man. Right out there in the middle of flat country. You know what Mason's always said about people that come from flat country? I'm going amongst those people. I felt the call. Going out, felt the call of the word. Going to spread the word into the flat country about people in the mountains, about the way we are. Got to buy a pair of shoes first. Excuse me. Backstabbers. OJ's at WAKY with Mason Lee and company. Well, Bob just walked in. Going to make him walk out and walk back in again. Yeah, Bob? Just kind of reenact the little scene here on the Big 79 as we reenact the coffee runs of days gone by from Leo's, the White Swain, the White Castle, and many
she
other
was
places.
More.
The sound of a needle jumped across a record. That's right. Every now and then that happens too on the Big 79 when the coffee run's being made. 11:32 on WAK Loose. Yeah, that's right. WAK Loose with Mason Lee Dixon on the Big 79. The L stands for loose. Going to St. Louis, Missouri. It all ties in.
Okay,
and
so
11:35 on WAKY with Mason Lee Dixon and company. Monday, September 11th, 1972. WAKY with Elton John from the Honky Chateau album, song called Hercules. It is Monday, September 11, 1972. I have kind of a half-open, half-trivia night tonight on the Mason-Dixon line. That'll be coming up at 1 o'clock, so stay tuned for the final edition.
Under the strain of over...
Well, you remember the group known as the Fifth Estate, right? Had a song called Ding Dong, The Witch Is Dead. This is a record that nobody loved, nobody wanted, nobody even played it on the radio except for Mason Lee Dixon because he's that way. Hi-ho. That's right. It's from the old Walt Disney thing where the seven dwarfs go off and kiss the little girl goodbye at the door. Bye, honey. Going to work. Dig up gold in the mines in the hills. 12 o'clock on WAKY. When is it, Mace? It's Tuesday. That's what it is. September 12, 1972 for the Big 79. The Hollies, long, cool woman in a black dress. $4.85 at Penny's Bargain Basement. Hollies on WAKY, long, cool woman in a black dress. It is 12:05 on the Big 79 with Mason Lee Dixon. Time for one of those infamous and the last infamous Mason Lee Dixon kissy face huggy bods for all of you in all of the parks all over Jefferson County in southern Indiana. Kisser. People have been calling for hours saying, Mace, we want a double tonight. Got to have a double shot. Wait until 5 minutes before one. That's right. Make your parking arrangements, right? You can find a good place to hide in by between now and then. Easy Living Uriah Heep on WAKY. Got more requests for this one. I guess of all the songs that I've ever played on the radio for people, I got overall the most requests for this one on the repeat. Coming back from 1968, Richard Harris. A Jim Webb tune, MacArthur Park. For Karen and Tom and Bobby this morning. 12:21 on WAKY with Mason Lee Dixon and company. On the Big 79, I'm going to get fat tonight. Cookies and brownies and things. And all my friends, you sitting out there listening. It's a way to be. It's a way to be. I feel like a human being instead of the old cruddy motorcycle outlaw that I really am down under all of this. Luther Ingram, loving you was wrong. I guess I am. Mr. Bass just walked back into the studios. The Big 79. Mr. Bass is kind of my wingman these days. It is 12:25 on WAKY. Be working on my immediate right there in St. Louis, Missouri, in Carbondale, Illinois.
WAKY.
12:28. Slight aversion to playing the record right now because it's so appropriate to what's happening. Starting all over again is going to be tough. Fate of the truth, mama. Mel and Tim. 12:34 on WAKY with Mason Lee Dixon and Rick Nelson. Mason Lee Dixon on the final go-round at 12:46. WAKY. Well, what's the wacky weather, Mace? I'll tell you what it is. Not worth even repeating right now. Let's get into the thing here. 73 degrees. Mac Davis, baby, don't get hooked on me. Rita Flack and Donning Hathaway on WAKY on a Tuesday, September 12th, 1972. We have about 6 minutes left. This is the final set, I guess, for Louisville, Kentucky, at any rate. I want to thank each and every one of you. This set is for you. 1 o'clock on WAKY. Whew. That's it. That's all, boys and girls. It's kind of sad, too. We'll get into the talk show, and then we won't be so sad, will we, Mace? You're lying to yourself, kid. I don't know what to say, really. I don't want to make a big swan song because everybody go, yeah, let's listen to JJ. Right? Turn the radio over. And there aren't words to communicate how much you've meant to me. I don't know. I guess I've given something in return. But this is my whole life. And it has been for such a long, long time, since I was 17. And without people like this, you know, you just don't live. You don't exist. And you've made me what I am. And I hope I've been good for you. Let's get into the trivia thing tonight. Have a list of questions. Mason, here is some trivia me and my cousin made up. I have to go back to Milwaukee, home sweet home, etc. So would you try to get it on before school starts? And I'm going to try to get something like this started up there. Brought to you, courtesy of Joe and Tia. Could you arrange to play Here Come the Judge directly after the Mason-Dixon line? Well, probably Joe and Tia have gone to school already. And we didn't get a chance to get it on then. But we're going to get it on now. And those of you who have sent in trivia lists and haven't heard them yet, don't worry. I've given them. I've turned them all over to John and or to Michael Lewis, really. And Michael Lewis will type them up and give them to John, or he will have John have the secretary type them up. And they will be using them because the Mason-Dixon line will go on. Jim Miller will be running it as of tomorrow evening. And I imagine they will handle the trivia kind of in the same way as usual. And if you have any questions about booze and women, Mr. Miller will be able to handle that for you, too. So that's directly from Jim Miller to you, right? Here's some of the questions tonight. Number one, who were the three Bolt brothers in Here Come the Brides? Want their first names. Who were the three Bolt brothers in Here Come the Brides? Want to thank Karen tonight, who kept me fed, and the beautiful Elise, who has made my shirt and kept me fed tonight, too, and Carolyn, who has been with me longer than water, and Sally and Georgia. Georgia's been with me almost longer than water, and my beautiful young bride sitting out there, hustling Abraham Tulu Hassanpour. That's right. There she sits. She and Abe are going to run off to some country together and live in luxury for the rest of their lives together. Blessings on both of you, my children. Abraham Tulu Hassanpour, sitting down here. Marty Bass, my wingman. Where's Marty? Thomas and Bob, sitting back in the corner. Everyone who came down earlier, can reel everybody off. Thank you very much. Number two, what is the highest number for which we have a name? There's a goodie. What is the highest number for which we have a name? Number three, which county is Cades County? Which county is Cades County? Number four, what is the formula for finding the area of a trapezoid? The square of the hypotenuse of the low retinue added to the sum of the other three sides inclusively caused my process to take a recess. Figure that one out. What is the formula for finding the area of a trapezoid? Number five, who is the author of such works as The Sphinx, The Black Cat, and The Premature Burial? All heavies. Especially The Premature Burial. That's a little frightening in its own right, boys and girls. Whew. It's all I want to do, man, is lay down in a box and watch a spade full of dirt hit me in the face. Terrible, terrible. Number six, William M. Gaines is the publisher of what magazine? It's that Dog World Monthly, isn't it? The one that has the Gaines burgers in it? No, excuse me. I shouldn't go off on a tangent. William M. Gaines is the publisher of what magazine? Number seven, who is the host of the following shows? We have A, B, C, D, E, F of them, numbers of them. So you can number A, B, C, D, E, and F. Who is the host of the following? What is my line? Who is the host of What Is My Line? That's A. B is Password. Who is the host of Password? C is Hollywood Squares. Who is the host of Hollywood Squares. D is Let's Make a Deal. I do that one, but the George Carlin version of it is so fantastic. I don't want to give it away. E, What Every Woman Wants to Know. I did Casillas a directional microphone. I got that. I didn't know. It blew me away. And The Dick Cavett Show. Who is the host of the... And it says in parentheses, my idea. Let me see what the answer to that one is. I forgot. That's funny. The Dick Cavett Show. Okay. Number 9. How much does it cost if you land on Boardwalk with a hotel? Think about that. One, Marty Bass being the expert here on such board games as Uncle Wiggly, Chutes and Ladders, and Monopoly, knows the answer right off the top. How much does it cost if you land on Boardwalk with a hotel? Someone tell Abraham so he knows. As if Abraham could care less, right? Do they have board games like that in Persia, Abraham? Do they just signal yet? Do they have board games in Persia like Monopoly and games like that? He's thinking of the name of the board game that they have that's like Monopoly in Persia. Magic carpet. 10. What? Better watch that. Abraham will... I'll go out there minus a limb. What flavor of pie is mentioned in the lyrics of Uncle Albert and Admiral Halsey? Admiral Halsey notified me. Oh, got it. Know what it is. You have to sing it till you get it. Okay. Number 11. When the sun is in Taurus, what house is the earth in? Oh, that's a clever question. When the sun is in Taurus, what house is the earth in? No, let's see, how many questions do we have here? 27. Don't want to go past the halfway mark. And number 12, for what company did Mr. George Jetson work? And what company was their rival? Ta-da! Elise knows that one. We have a board of experts in here tonight that are going to be hard to stop. Give us a call at 583-8803. Mr. Bass may have to ask you to do the honors and pull the patch cord again. 583-8803 and 583-8804. Don't think I have to announce that one twice. Tonight I looked out there and the board has just blown a fuse.
Mason.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jim.
Hello, Jim. How are you doing, sir?
Pretty good.
Great. Did you get some answers this morning?
Well, yeah. Number one was Jason and Jeremy, and I can't remember the other one.
Okay.
And number 7 for B was password is Alan Ludden.
Okay.
And D is Let's Make a Deal. It's Monty Hall, right?
Monty. I love Carlin's way.
Yeah, and the Jetsons was a rival was Cogsley or somebody weird name like that. And
what was his company that he worked for? I don't know if you're right on the other one, but I want to know both of them if you got them.
No. Well, I got some questions.
Okay.
Okay. What is Elton John's real name?
What is Elton John's real name?
Yeah, and why did he change it?
Okay.
Okay. I got something here written down.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. When was Howler's Pet Shop, this is here in Louisville, established? In what year?
Okay. Well, you better spell that. H-O-W-E-R-S or T-O-W-E-R-S?
Beats me.
Okay.
And the North American, let me see if I can read my handwriting. The North American eagle has the largest nest in the world. How many tons does it weigh? How many feet deep and how many feet wide?
Okay.
And, the giant earthworms of Australia extend up to what length?
How long are the giant earthworms of Australia?
Yeah. What length do they grow to?
Okay, we'll find out in the ensuing moments here.
And, let's see. Oh, I had something about the attached eraser, but I accidentally erased a year on it.
Oh, that's great.
And, how long can a beaver hold its breath underwater?
Okay.
And, well, I'll stand here all night giving you out. No.
How long can a beaver hold its breath underwater?
Yeah, really cool, isn't it? And,
Strange question tonight.
Really weird, yes.
You should have sent in a whole list. You know, we'd had a weirdo trivia night that had been something else.
You wouldn't believe how many things I got. Oh.
Probably rolling some of that oregano.
In what year did Abraham Lincoln's face appear on the one cent?
Okay.
Yeah.
Take care and have a good day. Thank you, Jim.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hi, who's this?
Ricky.
Hello, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
All right. I heard this is your last night.
Yeah, this is the last one.
Mm-hmm. Where are you going?
St. Louis, Missouri.
What are you going to be doing there?
I'll be working at Station KXOK in St. Louis.
I wanted to ask you one thing. A while back, you said something about one night you were drunk or something, and you made a joke, and you said some night before you left, you'd repeat it. You were drunk, and you made a...
No, I know what it was. It was after I went on my big spree. I had a near catastrophe stroke. Had a near catastrophe stroke, and had to fend it off with alcohol. It was for medicinal purposes only, and I was a little hungover that night. And I know the joke, but I'm not going to repeat it. It was one of those heavy jokes that you just get in moods to do once in a lifetime.
Oh, that was kind of what.
Yeah, right. Couldn't do it.
Going to be taking over your program?
Jim Miller's going to work it for a while until they find a new guy. They haven't gotten anyone yet, as I understand. But Jim's going to handle it, and that's why I've urged everyone to keep sending their trivia lists and everything, because they're still going to use these.
I have one answer.
Okay.
See, the company Jetson worked for was Space Leap Sprockets, and the rival was Cogswell Cogs.
Okay.
And that's about it for my answers. Jim Miller come on after you?
Yes, Jim will be on tonight.
You better be sure he's got a giveaway joke here.
Okay, right. I will.
I'll be seeing you, Mason.
Take care.
Bye
bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Hello, Mason.
Hi, who's this?
Steve.
Hello, Steve. How are you doing, sir?
Okay.
Great. You got some answers this morning?
Yeah, I've got a few.
Okay.
Number 8, starting with A, Wally Bruner.
Okay.
Alan Ludden. Peter Marshall. Lonnie Hall. Betty White and Dick Cavett.
Okay.
And number 9, if you have a hotel on the boardwalk, it will cost you $2,000.
Okay.
And number 10 is apple pie, I guess.
Okay.
And number 11 is especially sprockets and Cogswell Cogs.
Okay.
And I've got 2 questions.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. Nobody ever got this one. I'm going to end trivia out with this. What was Jill Simon's first 45 RPM hit, and it was also made into an album?
I'm glad you included that one.
Okay.
Because you and I are probably the only two people in the world that know the answer to that question.
Probably.
You and I and Joe Simon.
Right.
Take care and have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
All right. Well,
bye-bye. WAKY, you're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Morning, Mason.
Hello, who's this?
This is Larry.
Hello, Larry. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing all right. I have a few answers for you on the trivia thing.
Okay.
Number 1 is Jeremy, Jason, and Joshua.
Okay.
Number 2, I believe, is Centillion.
Okay.
Number 5 is Edgar Allan Poe.
Okay.
Number 6, William H. Gaines is the editor of Mad Magazine.
Okay.
Number 7 has already been given. Collier, Ludden, Marshall, Hall. Number 10, I think it's pot of pie instead of apple pie, if I'm not mistaken. And,
okay.
Of course, Spacely Sprockets and Cogswell Cogs. And I do have a couple questions this morning.
All right.
All right, who played the original Superman in the movie version? The serial.
Right.
Movie versions. And actually, that's about it.
Okay. Thank you very much for being on this morning.
Okay, bye-bye, man.
Bye-bye. Good morning. You're on the Mason-Dixon line.
Well, the morning hath come.
Yep. It hath dawneth another day.
Well,
and we could go on all night, Travis. How you doing?
All right. Well, you asked me if I was going to let you go to St. Louis.
Right.
Announced it, and I said yes. I never said why I'd let you go. And that's because, well, word has it that Johnny Randolph is a pretty comfortable man to work under.
Yes.
I said almost, because there are times when John lays the law down, but in his position he has to. I would say I'd give you 4 weeks in St. Louis.